Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church this morning. What a lovely morning to come to church, isn't it, today? Fantastic. We've come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving and to hear and receive God's holy word. Let me start our time of worship this morning with a prayer, so please pray with me. Almighty God, nothing is hidden from you, not even the secrets of our hearts. By your Holy Spirit, purify our deepest thoughts, so that we may truly love you and bring honour to your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So today Trevor's going to continue preaching to us from the book of Luke whilst we're in the season of Advent, and we'll hear about the coming of our Lord Jesus, God's Son, our Saviour. Let's all stand together now and we'll join together in reading Psalm 96. This is a wonderful psalm of praise and acknowledging who God is and how majestic he is. So please stand and let's say this together. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. So please stay standing. And we're going to sing now together. And it's wonderful to be able to do that. Even if we still have to wear a mask, it's a joy to be able to sing and do this together. So we're going to sing to our great God, Tell Out My Soul. Karen's going to come up now and acknowledge a year that we've had in Kids Church. So thank you, Karen.
Let's get myself organised here. The essential item. Good morning, everyone. Now, as many of you know, each Sunday morning while you're gathered in here, worshipping God together, we have a wonderful group of leaders and children who gather for Kids Church. And throughout this year, we've continued to meet despite the extended lockdown that we've had. And it's been wonderful how adaptive our families have been to cope with Kids Church online. And as you know, it's being online is a great way to stay connected with people, but it's just even more wonderful to be able to meet in person. So we've been delighted that Kids Church has been able to regather here in the building these last few weeks. And now we've come to the end of the church term. We've come to the end of the school term this week for the children, and it's the end of Kids Church for this year during term time. So I'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of all of you to thank our Kids Church leaders. So I'd like to invite Emily and Vitti to come up the front. Anthony would be here as well, but he has not able to join us this morning, unfortunately. So I just wanted to say thank you to Emily and Vitti. Who have worked tirelessly for the last 5 years in Kids Church. They've spent their time creating and preparing and cutting and gluing and singing and dancing, playing games, cleaning up and putting away things that needed to go away. They've loved and cared for the children, and they've done that all very generously and freely. And we're so thankful for the gift of their ministry to us. The next bit's the hard bit. I'd especially like to thank Emily. I'm going to read my script. I'd like to say a special thank you to Emily, who is finishing her time with us at Kids Church this year. It's been a great joy for me to work with her each week, especially giving there's no greater joy for a parent than to see their child loving and serving the Lord. That aside, Emily has a genuine love and desire to see the children grow in their love and knowledge of God. And she's brought much energy, creativity, and technological know-how to our Kids Church that we have been so blessed by her ministering amongst us this way. And so we pray that God will bless her as she goes off to serve him in other ways, in other places. And yeah, we will miss her terribly. I'll see her at home every night. Which makes this even more weirder. But I guess it just shows how much I've enjoyed the privilege of serving alongside my daughter in a ministry that we can see has been of great benefit. It's been beautiful to watch the children blossom over these past years together. So we'd appreciate your love and prayers for us going forward. But we do give great thanks to Emily and Vitti and Anthony for their faithful service to Kids Church.
Stay there, don't go away. We too thank you, Emily and Vitti and Karen, for your faithful ministry every Sunday. Oh, I'm going to cry now. This is not good. Faithfulness is what God sees. And you have been truly faithful to these young ones, whom God loves you very much, and he's shown you that through these women faithfully every week. So when we feel like we're not loved or that God's not there, remember that these people here loved you and God loves you and has taught you about Jesus, because there's no greater joy in life for you knowing than knowing Jesus. And these people have been wanting to do that for you. And I know that you know that. And that brings us all great joy. And we look forward maybe one day when you grow up, you're able to do the same. All right? You'll think back. Now, don't point to others. You point to yourself. And you'll be able to say, you know, I remember Emily. I remember Vitti. I remember Karen. I remember how Jesus taught me about himself through them. And I want to do that too, with the one child that God might bring to you, or the hundreds. It doesn't matter. It's about faithfulness. And God sees that and knows that. All right? Karen, dear lady, thank you for your ministry amongst us. And Emily, thank you for your ministry amongst us here too, and especially to your mum and dad and your family as well. And Vitti, as an example of a parent, it was lovely watching you on Zoom. And that faithfulness. So I'm going to pray now on behalf of all of us here, just to say thank God for you both and all of you. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, thank you for being so good to us through your servants, Emily, Vitti, Anthony and Karen, and others who've come in and helped along the way. Thank you for teaching us about Jesus. Thank you for helping us to teach our children and our grandchildren about you and of salvation through them. Bless them, we pray. Continue to grant to them the courage to continue in this work. Especially we pray for Emily as she goes forth from here. We look forward, Father God, to the next stage of ministry that you have for her. And so, Father God, continue to provide for our needs in this way. Bless our children, bless our parents, bless our grandparents. And above all, Father, we bless you, and that you may be praised and honoured. Amen. Emily, you're most welcome too.
I think I now have a bit of a snotty nose. Okay.
Yeah, did you?
No, it's okay. I'd like to say thank you to everybody here at Abbotsford for welcoming me into your church community. I think I'm related to her. It's a privilege and a blessing and a joy to be a part of the body of Christ here at Abbotsford. Gee whiz. I've learned and grown so much because of all of you, especially in demonstrating what it looks like to follow Jesus all my life. At the church that I go to in the evening, there aren't people like you. They're all young like me. And so to see what it looks like to follow Jesus when you're 40, when you're 50, when you're 60, when you're 90, when you're 100 is such a blessing and something that I wish more people could see. So I thank you for that. I also want to say a really big thank you to Charlie, Naomi and Erwin. You might not realise it, but it's been an absolute joy to see you every Sunday morning, and your commitment to come along honestly amazes me. I'm not the coolest person, my mum's not the coolest person, and yet you're here every week playing with us. I might have grown out now of hitting everybody with newspaper hockey sticks, but I love that you love to come here and do that. I love and really appreciate how enthusiastic you are about our discussion groups, the way that you ask so many questions as well, and yeah, just to see the way that you've matured over the last year has been, yeah, really, really encouraging. Mum, have you got a tissue? Okay, and I just wanted to say a big thank you to everyone who joined our prayer families as well. It was really encouraging to see how the wider church engaged and really reached out to our kids' church families. Who the people who prayed for us, the people who came to lunch, the people who reached out to our kids' church families while they've been here. Because even though it hasn't been easy to meet up this year and things like that, your prayers and support of kids' church have always been so valued. And there's a paragraph about my mum, but I can't read that.
I'll read it.
So thanks.
It might not seem much, but let's all just give a big clap in the hand. Thanks, Biddy. Thanks, Emily. Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Anthony. Thanks, David.
Okay, as we do each week, let's pray together for Kids Church as they meet today. Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for the kids' church that does meet here each week. We thank you for the children who are here and for how your spirit is acting in their lives. And as we've just seen this morning, we thank you for their leaders, for the dedication that they have to proclaiming your word to every generation. And we ask that this morning your spirit will continue to work in this place, in this way. Amen. Okay, so next in the order of service, we have a prayer of thankfulness. And I do think that we've got so much to be thankful to God for as we live our lives. So I was going to suggest that everyone just spends a moment or two thinking of two or three things that you're particularly thankful for this morning before we say this prayer together. So if you just want to take a moment and think of two or three things you're especially thankful for. So let's join together in this prayer. Gracious God, we humbly thank you for all your gifts so freely given to us, for life and health and safety, for power to work, leisure to rest, and for all that is beautiful in creation and human life. But above all, we praise you for our Saviour Jesus Christ, for his death and resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit, and for the hope of sharing in your glory. Fill our hearts with all joy and peace in believing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before we hear Minette read the Bible passages for today, let me pray for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Open our hearts to receive your word, that we may know you better and be thoroughly equipped for every good work, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you all again. I'm reading this morning from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfil his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, David. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all. Welcome to church. If you're visiting today or listening in, a very special welcome to you. Please make yourself known to us. Could I encourage you now to open up your Bibles or to go to the bulletin inside, and you'll see the scriptures that are just read to us printed out there for you. We're going to look at those in depth today as we continue our Bible teaching through the Gospel of Luke. The theme for this sermon series is that we might be certain of the things that we have been taught. You'll remember the beginning of the Gospel starts off in that way, that the reason why Luke wrote his Gospel was so that we would be certain of the things that we have been taught regarding Jesus. Luke, the book of Luke, is all about Jesus. It's all, everywhere you go in the Bible, it's all about Jesus. And today we have a wonderful little moment between two women, between Mary and between Elizabeth. And the verses there are divided. The first half of it is Elizabeth, and the second half is Mary. And what we find here is a revelation. Luke is recording God revealing through Mary and Elizabeth his plan of salvation to them. And they declare themselves to be blessed, not because of who they are. They are two ordinary women, Elizabeth and Mary, two ordinary women for whom God involves in his plan of salvation, not only for themselves, but for us as well. And because of being involved in God's unfolding plan and then believing that, they believe themselves to be truly blessed. And we can be too, in that mindset of knowing that God's plan has involved us. It involves for us of saving us. And so we turn to the scriptures there now, and in verse 39 it says, at that time. Now, that first little part says, well, we've known from the previous verses that have come up here that the angel Gabriel has come to Mary and announced to her that she is going to have a child. Mary is a young girl, maybe in her late teens, 16-year-old. She's pledged to be married to Joseph. They're not married yet. And Mary says, how can this be? I am a virgin. And what we find here is an unfolding of Gabriel's revealing to Mary along the way in this part here, saying to her, this child to be born to you, Mary, is someone very special. It's going to be God's son, truly God and truly man. That is why you can be certain of your salvation, for the one who's going to come into the world to do it for you and for us is both truly God, able to do it, and truly man, able to identify in every way, yet without sin, and then go to that cross and die for us and rise from the dead, that we might have that assurance. So the detail that the angel goes into in talking to Mary at that early stage there is so that we might be certain of our own forgiveness of our sin and our own, because that's why Christ was sent into the world. And now it's 6 months into Elizabeth's pregnancy, and the Gabriel reveals to Mary that Elizabeth is with child. And Elizabeth is an older woman that we know, and they are cousins. And it's no wonder that Mary at this time hurries off. I get fascinated by the word, I was sharing this on Thursday night Bible study, I was fascinated by the word that Luke chooses here to say hurried off. And us blokes had all these other rational reasons, and the women just said, oh, it's a women thing, you know, wanting to be together and share the story and the joy of having a child together. Elizabeth in her old age and Mary in her youth. But there's more to that too, is that Mary rushes off to Elizabeth. Now you've got to realise that where Elizabeth is living and Zechariah living is in the hill country of Judea. And that is south of Jerusalem. It's about 140 kilometres away from where Mary is living in Nazareth. So that's about from here to just before you get to Bathurst. So we assume that Joseph has gone with her. At this stage, we're not too sure if Joseph knows what's going on at this moment, maybe in the travels or in the process. This is when he has the dream, and he's told by the angel that he's to have this child with Mary, and it's going to be God's child. It could be in that process of time, we don't know. But at this time, Mary hurries off to Elizabeth, and they meet together. Elizabeth is 6 months into her pregnancy. She is in seclusion, remember. She's not out there saying, look at me, I'm pregnant. You know, isn't this marvelous? She's hiding away in seclusion. She doesn't want the glory. She doesn't want the focus to be on her. And note there in verse 39, and at the time Mary got ready and hurried a town in the hill country to Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, all right, so hi Elizabeth, how are you going? Welcome, you know, that's simply it, all right, is that the baby, John the Baptist, in Elizabeth's womb, leaps for joy, right? And here we have this, already Luke is reminding us that this child, John the Baptist, who's inside Elizabeth in its infant stage, is already in this motion of being revealing and pointing people to Jesus, rejoicing in the one who's inside, to be born of Mary. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And so what we're being reminded here is that now God is making a revelation to Elizabeth. God is speaking prophetically through Elizabeth about this child and about Mary, and says, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. Why is she blessed? Not because of anything she has done or that she is some special woman. She is an ordinary woman like Elizabeth, whom God has chosen to bless by involving them and her in his salvation plan. And as Elizabeth says here, she's blessed. Why? Because she believed. Not because of who she is, but because she believed that God would keep his promise to her. And so her rushing to go to see Elizabeth is also about Mary being convinced herself that what she's believed is true, and that's been told to her by Gabriel. And then at this point, Mary said again, pointing not to herself, but to the blessed be involved in all of this. I'll just go back a little bit first. I'll just go to the bit about Elizabeth saying, in a loud voice she's saying, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear, but why am I so favoured that the woman of my Lord should come to me? Again, Elizabeth's not saying, why am I special that God should do this? It's saying, why is God involving ordinary me in this? What's he got? What's his plan? What's he doing here? He's not saying, it's that Elizabeth goes away and thinks, oh, I'm a very special person now, because of this. It's because he's involved her, not because of anything of Elizabeth that's shown God, oh, yeah, I'll choose her to do this, or I'll choose Mary to do this. This is where we get into some trouble of thinking of all have sinned, all fall short of the glory of God, all have sinned. Mary too. All right? Okay? She's an ordinary woman whom God chooses. But again, she is blessed. And as an example for us, who believed God would keep his promises to her. Mary now goes on and says, "My soul glorifies who? The Lord. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God," right? My Saviour. Her song now is all about the Lord. It's all about God and about his character and his person. And he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant, ordinary me, to involve me in this process. And he says, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed." Not because of anything she is or because God has chosen her. It's because of her belief that God would keep his promises and involved her this way. "From now on, all generations will call me blessed. Why? For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." The pointing back to God, that he is the Mighty One who has done great things for her by involving her and being this child. "His mercy extends to those who fear him." Again, Mary talks about God and his character and is mindful of who he is and reminds us. God is merciful. God extends his mercy to those who fear him. This whole plan of salvation is about God showing that he is merciful to mankind, to all generations, past, present, and future. "He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He's brought down rulers from their thrones and he's lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty." This is what life is all about. It's the plan of God unfolding his salvation history for his people. "He has helped his servant Israel. He has remembered to be merciful to Abraham, that promise way back in Genesis 12. And his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." So what we are reading here this morning is a moment between two ordinary women whom God chooses to show in an unmerited favour or blessed, not because of who they are, but because God chooses to involve them in the unfolding of his plan of salvation, and that they believed that God would do it, and we are to believe that God keeps his promises too. It's a moment of revelation between whereby God, by his Holy Spirit, reveals his plan that we might know the plan of salvation is from God and not from man. What is revealed is that God will keep his promises and he will be, and that we will be blessed by it. It's a revelation, a reason to ask the question why, but not in a way of doubt, but in by saying, "Why, God, should you choose to do this for sinful people like us? Why involve us?" Because he loves us and he's merciful and he does this for us in his Son. For God's plan was to save people. And then it's also a time to remember the character and person of God, that he is merciful, mindful of his servants. And it's also a passage, a moment that Luke includes in his gospel, that we might rejoice in who God is and what he does for us. But finally, and most importantly, it's to believe that this is what God had always promised to do for his people. Blessed are those who believe that God will keep his promises. I just love how the gospel writers just tell us the story and involve us in the story with them. And here we were allowed to actually eardrop, or I think that's the word, or be a fly on the wall between two women's special little moment of sharing the joy of giving, having a child together. But more importantly in this, to be hear how God is unfolding his plan of salvation to save mankind, to be show that being involved in his purposes, being involved in his ministry, being involved in being his people and believing and trusting God at his word is simply the simple state of being blessed. It is blessed to believe God at his word, as Mary has done and Elizabeth has done. Heavenly Father, we pray that as this story unfolds over Advent, that we might be reminded that as sure as you came into the world to save us through your Son Jesus, that first Christmas, you will come again and complete that salvation process and take us to yourself forever. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Today's service is one of great thankfulness, and we're going to sing of that now. So please stand and let's join together and sing our next song, My Heart is Filled with Thankfulness. Bible shows us how desperate our situation is, how far we are from living our lives in the truth of how amazing God is in loving us and caring for us in all things and at all times. So the Bible also tells us not to hide our sins from God, our Heavenly Father, but to confess them with a repentant and obedient heart, so that we may be forgiven through his boundless goodness and mercy. In 1 John it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let us draw near to God, who freely forgives through his infinite goodness and mercy, and pray to him with sincerity and confidence. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children. and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. God is slow to anger and full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and trust in his Son as Saviour and Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And Fiona is going to lead us now in further prayers. Thank you, Fiona.
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you that you are a God who hears all our prayers. And we bring before you today all Anglican chaplains in schools, hospitals, the defence forces, the police force, and in prison. Lord, we pray in your mercy that you would work powerfully through them for your glory. We also pray, Lord, that you would keep working through SRE, through the Retondandos and the Blairs, through the Thomas family in Thailand, the Pharisee family in Kununurra, and Kim Patterson in Ireland. Lord, we thank you that you have called these people to be part of your family and you use them to reveal to others your truth. Please continue to do that for your glory. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All things look to you, O Lord, to give them their food in due season. Look in mercy on your people and hear our prayer for those whose lives and livelihood are threatened by bushfire in Western Australia and by the tornado over in the USA. In your mercy, please save people and animals. Guide and bless the labours of your hand, that we may enjoy the fruits of the earth and give you thanks with faithful hearts. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for sending our only Saviour, the Prince of Peace. Give us grace, seriously to lay to heart the great dangers we are in by any divisions. In your mercy, take away hatred and prejudice, and whatever else may hinder us from godly union and concord. That as there is but one body and one spirit, one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, so we may all be of one heart, united in one holy bond of truth and peace, of faith and love, and may with one mind and one mouth glorify you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Strong Saviour Christ, please continue to save us from the economic experts of this generation, from experts who approach every question with an open mouth, deliver us, from those who publish theories as if they were immutable laws, deliver us, from those who treat market forces as if they were benign agents of social well-being, deliver us, from experts who preach personal greed as a cardinal community virtue, deliver us, from those who push aside ethical questions with a wave of the latest consumer research, deliver us, from experts who leave no space for humility, doubts, self-sacrifice, and saving grace, deliver us. Let your words reclaim our attention and allegiance. Remind us day by day that those who selfishly grab at life will lose it. Remind us we cannot serve both God and money. Please remind us that the last shall be first, and the first last. O strong Saviour, confront and discomfort your people. Work relentlessly in us, lest we lose touch with the very gospel with which we have saluted with our creeds, praised with our hymns, and preached from our pulpits. For your love's sake, amen. Loving God, in a world that selfishly lives for the moment, without thought for whatever evil we may be causing the future, we thank you, God, for commanding us to be people of hope. Do not allow us to be conformed to the present short-sighted, self-serving attitudes, but open our eyes to see all those things that are possible through Christ Jesus, our Saviour. Give us a sure commitment to your new heaven and new earth by living some of the promised future in the here and now, giving with no thought of reward, reaching out to the forsaken, bandaging the wounded, challenging injustices, fostering seeds of faith, caring for your earth, exposing pride and greed, building bridges of understanding, and loving our neighbours of the future. Stretch our vision to include the improbable and strengthen our wills to take the next step on your road. Assure us again that you can do exceedingly more than we can ever ask or imagine. Glory be to your loving purposes now and forever. Amen. Lord of love, we praise your coming. Still you come, irrepressible Christ, to help us discover the word of hidden truth beneath the electronic newspapers and synthetic voices, beyond psychedelic lights and soaring rockets. Still you come to us, not as a ghost from the past, but as a spirit of the future, offering us more than we can ask or as yet receive. We praise your coming, Lord Jesus, and we seek to follow you today better than we did yesterday, to the glory of God and the enrichment of your family. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And the prayer for today. Let us pray that God will fill us with joy at the coming of Christ. Lord God, may we, your people, who look forward with excitement to the birthday of Christ, experience the joy of salvation and celebrate the feast with love and thanksgiving. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
So just a couple of announcements. Of course, at the moment, we're still fully masked in the building, and we need to do that to continue to show love and care for each other while we're still dealing with the pandemic. The rules are set to change for next week, but if you still feel comfortable wearing a mask, please feel free to do so. We need to remember that there's a spectrum of people's situations, and we do this, as I just said, to show love and care for each other. Let's continue to do that and be appropriate with how we're treating each other. There's a financial update in the weekly notes just from Parish Council to say that at the beginning of the year we thought we'd have a loss in the year. We still have a financial loss in the year, but not as bad as we thought it would be at this stage. So just to say thank you to everyone who has given financially for the work of the church in this place through this year. And to continue to think about how you do that into next year. And as we think about next year, there is going to be a way to put out four rosters of people who want to participate. So if it's been on your mind for a little while that you could do something different in your engagement in the body of Christ here, we all have different gifts that contribute to the body in different ways. So if you've got something you would like to do and participate in, please put yourself forward on those rosters, because that's another way that we serve each other, by using the gifts that God has given us in this way. And then next week we have our special family Christmas service. So if Karen's talked to you about participating in that, I think she'd like to have a little briefing session with you afterwards. But it's a way for us to celebrate the joy of Jesus coming as our Saviour into the world. And so that service is next week at 9:30. It'll be a fantastic one as well to invite family and friends to. So if you've got people that you bump into, we know how good Margaret is at doing this through the week, but if you've got other people that you would like to invite, next week's a fantastic week to do that. And then on Christmas Day, our service is a little bit earlier at 9 o'clock, in recognition that people often have a lot of things on that day. So just bear that in mind, and we'll look forward to celebrating this special season in the church together. So let's stand now and encourage each other with the words of the Creed. Do you believe in God the Father? We believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in God the Son? We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So please stay standing and we'll sing again. We know that our Saviour is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of all power, all honour, all glory, wisdom and strength. So let's stay standing and honour him with this song, Worthy of All Praise.
Jesus, Lord of creation, keep
Together. Just a reminder that if anyone wants personal prayer, that's available up the front, and I think Tony and Barbara are on for that again today. So if you'd like to avail yourself of that, please feel very free. So let's pray this prayer together to prepare ourselves for the week ahead. Father, take us and use us to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit. And in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for being here today, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.